And the hadith speaks of the beautiful manners. And as you know, as some of you came up to me and mentioned it, that beautiful little video, actually Mujahid sent it to me, because someone from his Juma had sent it to him. And it's like an arrow of light that keeps traveling, because it's so touching. And at least I found it extremely touching. And, you know, speaking of that adab of love, and really that's the only real adab there is. If there's no love, there's no adab. Adab is not, you might say, formal manners at all. It's the divine grace, really. And it's the, you might say, the outpouring of divine grace and graciousness and divine love. And there are all kinds of different adabs and all different levels of adab also. And there are, you know, adabs that the lovers will understand, the real intense lovers will understand, and then there's might not be understood by others. So, so it's not stiffness, it's not formality. It's usually goes with, you know, ease and a kind of flowing manner. And in the same way that love flows, so it has the profile of love. And so the hadith said that the one who is gracious, the one who is gentle also, it particularly focused on gentleness, said that if you want to, you know, have, let's say, that same station of one who fasts in the day and you know, is in prayer at night, is up at night, makes vigil, will become gentle and gracious. So I thought that was a good thing to share, because, you know, inshallah, it's easier than, you know, fasting every day and making vigil at night. So it's one of these things that there's like an amazing, how would you say, window or door of divine generosity. So I would suggest that together with our salat and our tesbih, and by the way, please offer your tesbih every day. Even if you have to make it less, that's okay, but offer it every day. With that, let us develop a real, a deep and a depth of the adab of love. And that's the adab, of course, that the video was speaking of. But it goes with consciousness, it goes with awareness, but it's not consciousness without the deep feeling. It comes from the depth of love that is, of course, also consciousness, because how love is not unconscious. We can have impulses that might be unconscious, you know, and produce more chaotic behavior, but really love is very conscious. We're very attentive and awake. So I think that if we treat each other, not only in here, but when we also go outside, that we maintain that, that awareness that we're always in the presence of love, always in the presence of the beloved. Others might not be aware of it and might act, therefore, in ways that don't reflect it in an apparent way. But we are, you know, we've been initiated by love. So we are love's initiates, love's disciples. So inshallah, we remember that and we act in that way. And when we forget, or when we go against that, when we go against love, then we turn back to love and say, you know, astaghfirullah, please remove this state from me and give me a better state. Alhamdulillah. So a lot of tariqat, particularly in Turkey, you'll notice, I don't know why, maybe that's just because I'm more familiar there, though, is that the development of that graciousness. So you'll notice when you walk in, I mean, you know, inshallah, in an, of course, ideal sense, but among, let's say, the lovers in tariqats, they're extremely gracious and gentle, you know. And humble, that goes also with it, and careful, so we don't just blurt things out, or we're very careful not to harm someone with our tongue or even with our thoughts. We keep working on that, and polishing ourselves, refining ourselves. There's a beautiful surah in the Quran called Hujurat, the inner apartments, and it speaks also of this level of refinement, and it warns, it cautions the believers not to shout out to the Prophet, because maybe at times, you know, they'd want to say something or get his attention, and they would just stand outside and blurt out. Of course, that's a kind of childlike, and it's charming on one level, but we're being instructed to become lovers of love and to become intimates of love and to go nearer. Our path is the path of nearness. You know, we're already with Allah. But how are we with Allah? In what way are we with Allah? And beautiful adab will bring us nearer to Allah. So alhamdulillah. Inshallah. May Allah accept us and refine us and purify us. We have that beautiful Allahi, actually. Let me see if I find it, just to rehearse those words. Let's see. Help us. Here we are, 91, O Muhammad, first light of eternity. So this is addressed both to Allah and the Prophet, because it's saying Medet, Medet Ya Rasulallah. So the Rasul has, you know, is an ocean of adab. And so our relation and cultivating a beautiful relation to the Prophet will help us have beautiful relations to each other. And it says, help us and lift us up. Unveil, awaken us. Refine, illumine us, O Habibullah. Help us and lift us up. Exalt and empty us. Absorb and consume us, O Habibullah. MashaAllah. And as I say, it doesn't mean we can't be relaxed. We can actually be very relaxed and much more natural. True adab is very natural and relaxed. But depends also in what state Allah is with us. If Allah is in a jalal state, unveils a jalal state, then of course we're not going to just sit around or, like, you know, on a couch. We're going to be, you know, really attentive and humbled. But there are different states. So it's not just, you know, a kind of simplistic thing. This is the ultimate refinement and of knowledge, and we can't really have it without knowledge. But knowledge in this sense comes through the heart. It's not something we have to learn so much. It's good to study too, but it has to come through the heart. Humbleness. Can't travel the path without humbleness. We were just speaking earlier about losing our head. Well, being humble is, you know, a good way to begin that, because where we keep our head low, or keep our head, in a sense, in a perpetual prostration, or, you know, freeing ourselves from all arrogance, freeing ourselves from all sense of self-importance. This is essential. Otherwise, we're going to keep getting hit on the head until we learn that, which, you know, happens, of course. Humble, and that brings adab. If we're really humble and don't count ourselves as important. We don't look down on ourselves, though. That's the difference.